This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
July 10th, Alex Cora acknowledges he has to manage. That was yesterday. On WEEI Afternoons.
Better late than never.
Let me give him full credit. That was July 9th when he said it yesterday on Afternoons. Good admission by your current manager. Red Sox turning around. Hottest team in baseball, Keith.
Oh, hot as a pistol.
Back in a playoff spot.
I think they just hit another home run.
They may have. Speaking of hot, you know who Rob Bradford is brought to you by.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Also a hot, hot man.
Mm-hmm.
McFarland Energy. The heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on. At McFarlaneEnergy.com. Rob, I don't know if you can talk to your guys over at McFarlane about cooling off the beef between Will Clark Will Fleming. We might need to.
First of all, we got to get McFarlane on the left field wall. Like, what are we doing? If they really want
good players. Hogdale can shout it out, yeah.
But I was just saying that, you know, I was sitting in the car at 10:30. I was just laughing. Oh, you guys did such a good job with that. The Will versus Will. And I feel like this is the summer of Will, right?
Oh, yeah,
like,
for sure.
Like, you know how, like, kids were named after Brady for all those years?
No doubt.
I think we're going to look back at this summer and say everybody was named after Will. Will Middlebrooks, Will Fleming, Will Clark. I just found out recently that my wife named
our
son.
Wills.
Yeah, speaking of naming people after people, you remember that guy Colby Donaldson? Colby from Survivor, early Survivor.
No.
Boston
you
Rob?
Don't?
Will Fleming, you can go off, mother. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, anyway. I don't. I didn't watch Survivor, but
Colby who?
Go ahead.
So anyway, I found out that my son has been named after that guy because my wife may or may not have liked him a lot on Survivor.
No kidding. Nice. And you found that out, like, after the fact. So that's
well,
sneaky.
Here's the thing.
That is.
He was in a movie. I'll get to the Red Sox in a second, but with I was watching a movie, Red Eye. Remember that Red Eye movie?
What a thriller. That was like an 80-minute In-N-Out Wes Craven thriller with Rachel
Wes
McAdams.
Craven.
Of course I remember that.
Yeah. So
I haven't seen it.
So it's Colby good. Donaldson is a security guy. He's a security guy. I'm like, he looked familiar. And so I did the Wikipedia search, and it says at the end of his Wikipedia page, is like, Colby Donaldson's guy in Survivor. It was revealed that thousands of people named their kids after this guy. And I'm like, well, I guess we're one of them.
Killian Murphy, young Killian Murphy prior to Oppenheimer, also in Red Eye. Yep. Very scary, haunting eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to come back to the Wills.
Sure.
I mean, I am all about the Will versus Will.
But this is outrageous when you really think about it, because it was Will Clark who offered up this anecdote about Devers. We had sort of moved on from the David Ortiz piling on of Devers and like the smear campaign for Devers, which really had started when he was even on the team, to be honest. But then Will Clark offers this up. And you're like, oh, wow, more of the same. And then now to see him so defensive about it is just really comical.
Yeah, listen, when you guys submit your nomination for Marconi, to have the clips of Will Clark saying, I don't know where this came from. I would never, ever say that I would grab someone by the neck. And then playing, I would grab him by the back of the neck. I mean,
it was AI, though, according to Will Clark.
Yeah, it was AI.
That's another thing.
It was all a simulation.
Whoever, who had that on their baseball bingo card a couple years ago that Will Clark would be defaulting to AI when it comes to like trying to defuse a baseball controversy?
Hilarious.
It's all crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all wild. And like I said, I mean, like the Devers stuff, it is what it is. But if this is what comes out of it, the chaos, I'm all for it.
Sure. We had Craig Breslow, or he was on the front office report with the Greg Hill show today. He mentioned impact pitching as something the Red Sox could target. He didn't fully shy away from acknowledging they could trade from a glut of outfielders. So what do you think the Red Sox are looking at doing between now and the trade deadline?
I wouldn't be surprised if they traded an outfielder. I know that one team has told me that, you know, they had introduced Jarren Duran into a conversation. I don't think that should come as any surprise. And not to say that, hey, we're going to absolutely trade Jarren Duran. But at some point, whether it's this year or whether it's after this year, they're going to have to figure this out. They have too many guys, especially hitting from the same side of the plate. It is going to be a challenging thing. I think they'll probably ride this out a little bit because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if someone gets hurt and then it's going to turn the other way. But if you get to the trade deadline and you're still in this situation, I would not be surprised at all for them to say, hey, we're going to trade a guy who is a very, very useful guy for something else. And I don't think that should be perceived as selling. I think, guys, I mean, at this point, the buying selling thing, we already talked about how motivated they are to be perceived as buyers. And now that you're four games over 500, you are where you are in the standings. You've sort of righted the ship in terms of perception of what you are as a team. I mean, you have to do whatever you can to win this year. And that's why that Bregman report made no sense. The whole they would be open to trading Bregman. No, they aren't. No way.
Ralph said it.
Yeah, I don't buy. I didn't buy that one either. If they were to trade Jarren Duran, what do you think the clubhouse reaction would be?
I mean, I think that a lot of guys in there love Jarren Duran. They respect Jarren Duran. They think he's part of the solution. But it is what it is. It's, you know, I think that we had Adam Ottavino on. He was talking about the Devers thing the other day, and he said, you know, as baseball players, yeah, you might get rattled a little bit, and then you sort of move on. I'm not going to compare this to Devers. You know, I don't think it's apples to apples.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I think Duran is more of the fabric of this team than certainly Devers was. So, yeah, it would definitely be a risk. There's no question about it. But at the same time, you know, you just have to get the best talent in the field, however way you get it. I think it would be a risk also if you trade away a Jarren Duran because I think that people are underselling how important he can be and how much part of the solution he is and how impactful and how unique he is as a player. We kind of forget that, and we've kind of been reminded the last week or so.
Oh, so that play last night was nuts. Just a liner up the middle, and next thing you know, he's on third base.
You know, we've been like downplaying Durant because he hasn't had the year he had last year. But if you look at what he's done over the last couple weeks, like, he's become that dynamic player. And guys, to find that sort of player, a leadoff hitter or a perceived leadoff hitter who does what he does, like, that's hard to find. And that's why, you know, San Diego has obsessed over him. You go back to before last year. Like, I know that San Diego had a scout in for a long time, last homestand. I mean, that's no secret that San Diego really, really likes Jaren Duran. Whether that means they're going to trade for him, I don't know. But there's a reason why teams around the league say, hey, you know what? He's a very, very unique player.
You tweeted something yesterday about Joe Ryan. John Morosi had a report that the Red Sox were monitoring Joe Ryan. If the Twins fall out of it, they're going to need a haul, et cetera, et cetera. You said he was a target when the Twins were asking around about Cassis before the year. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious, your understanding of that. Were the Red Sox the ones saying no, Cassis for Joe Ryan as the particulars, or was it the other way around? Was Cassis not enough?
No, I think Minnesota, you know, they needed a first baseman. You know, they obviously Tristan Casas, you go back to Seattle, there was some talk there. So when it came to Minnesota saying, hey, what would it take to get Tristan Casas? I think Joe Ryan's name was brought up because the Red Sox, as I point out, the Red Sox really, really like Joe Ryan. And Minnesota said, thanks, but no thanks, because Joe Ryan is really, really good. He's under control for another 2 years after this year. And my point in that tweet was, yeah, there's a lot of buzz about Joe Ryan. And yes, that's an evidence that the Red Sox really like Joe Ryan. I don't think anybody should think that that's a secret, but I think that it takes two to tango. And I think that right now to get Joe Ryan, I mean, you're talking about like a crochet type deal. And for the Red Sox, is that something they're willing to do? It's going to cost more than people think to get Joe Ryan. Joe Ryan isn't just like, oh, we're going to go get him. No. He's got control. He's a good pitcher. He just made the All-Star team. But once again, the Red Sox have liked him for a long time.
Alex Bregman could be activated any day now. And when he does, what will happen to Marcelo Meyer?
You know, I would love to see Marcelo stick. I like to watch him play. There was such a subtle play in last night's game where, I don't know if you guys saw it, you know, he charged the ball down the line, and he's so nonchalant and so confident. It was almost like, does he understand this is a fair ball? And he just gets it, and he sort of flips to first, one hops Romy Gonzalez, and it's an out. He's just such a confident player. And, you know, I know that he hasn't got a lot of runs against lefties. I would love to see him stick. All of that said, I would not be surprised to see them send him down.
Uh-oh.
Just because they want to see him play. You know, they have this platoon going. You know, so I don't know definitively if that's going to happen. For me, I want to see Marcelo Meyer play second. I want to see Alex Bregman play third. I want to roll it out that way. I don't know if that's going to happen, though.
Okay. That is discouraging.
I want that as well.
Me too. He is Rob Bradford, WEEI. You can check him out there. You can follow him on Twitter, @Bradfoe. And, of course, listen to the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast on the Odyssey app. Bradfoe, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Keep up the good work. You're pitching a perfect game today.
I'm
not superstitious. Come on.
Right, I'm a little stitious.
I'm a little stitious.
I'll step on the white line.
Thank you, Bradfoe. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Rob. You don't say that out loud.
Never.
I'm at least a little stitious.
So did you ever do play-by-play for baseball?
Yes. Very
Ottavino games, probably,
ironically,
right?
Ottavino.
Sick brag, bro.
Thank you. Yes, Theo actually scouted him at a Northeastern game, and I did the play-by-play on it.
High school teammate and dear friend, Tristan Bessie, on those teams as well. But if there was a no-hitter going, and I'm sure there probably was with Ottavino, like in the fourth inning, would you just straight up say, no-hitter, or would you like talk
probably,
around it?
Probably by accident, yes. Yeah. I probably was
and a no-hitter for Adam Ottavino through three.
And then the next pitch is a single.
Yeah. Smoke the center.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm sure I didn't really even think about it that much. I'm just like, he's got a no-hitter going. Yeah.
Because I think it's different. I feel like if you're doing it on the radio, you kind of have to explain it. You have to say it. Where if you're doing TV, they put the graphic up and you can kind of work around it if you want to, you know, be the superstitious guy.
Yeah.
Because then at least everybody at home knows what's going on.
No,
on the radio, you have no idea if you're listening to a no-hitter unless they say it.
I could find, they wouldn't be tapes. Well, mini discs.
Tapes,
of WRBB.
Oh, yeah.
I can find one of those.
Turn those on.
Shudder to listen to it. That's how most people feel about this show. We're brought to you on Jones and Keefe by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946.
The reviews on this show?
We are dealing with amateurs.
That was a Keefer Madness on Tuesday. We got another madness for you about an hour from now at 12:45. We'll go on the clock. Workplace function etiquette. We were at the Revs last night.
I'm an expert at this.
Brag. Yeah. And let me tell you, I think you want to talk about a perfect game.
Oh,
I think we threw a perfect game at that. And you know who else might be throwing one? Brady with all these dating rumors.
Woo!
Let's get to the latest. Brady. And, another paramour for Brady next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.